Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And since we had a snow day on Sunday, so to speak, we had to postpone our services. This week, all the Drivecasts are going to be devotionals from each of our teaching pastors on a variety of passages and probably dealing with a variety of topics. The movie that we were going to do this past Sunday, The Young Woman and the Sea, for our Now Playing series, we're going to move that to next Sunday. So thinking about today as we begin a new week, I was thinking about a passage in Acts chapter 5. I happened to be at a gathering with some Christian leaders recently, and a friend of mine named Bryant, he made some comments about a passage that kind of piqued my interest. It's a passage that we don't really talk about a lot, but it involves a character that we do talk about a lot named Simon Peter. And Simon Peter, he was impulsive. He was bold. If he thought it, he said it, right? He never had an unexpressed thought. But there were moments of greatness with Simon Peter, moments when Jesus said, it's upon faith like yours that we are going to build this thing called the church. And then in what feels like the very next breath, Jesus refers to him as Satan. I don't know what it would be like to have Jesus refer to you as Lucifer, but I'm sure that was very demoralizing from the moment when he had just talked about how great your faith was. Simon Peter once says, Jesus, if all these other guys leave you, I will never leave you. Really referring to the moment when Jesus knew he was going to need them most, to the crucifixion. Simon Peter basically says, if all these other bums walk out on you, Jesus, I never will. And then, you know, within 24 to 36 hours, there he is denying Jesus three times. Impulsive. He thinks that he's done as a disciple. But in John chapter 21, after the resurrection, Jesus restores him there on the beach. He says, Simon, come here. And he has this talk with him. It was the original come to Jesus moment, right, in that meeting. And from there, really the beginning of the book of Acts, it's really amazing what God does with Simon Peter. He preaches the sermon of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. An amazing 3,000 people believe and are baptized there. In Acts chapter 3, he and John are walking through Jerusalem. And they end up healing a lame man, and many people see it and come to know Christ. And then you have Acts chapter 4, where Simon Peter preaches another massive, massive sermon, where the conclusion is, there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And then Acts chapter 5, there's this moment when a couple named Ananias and Sapphira, when they sell a piece of property and they say they're bringing all the proceeds to the church, and they don't bring all the proceeds to the church, and God will not allow this lack of integrity, right, to squelch the movement. So Simon Peter talks to both of them individually. Both of them, he says, lie to the Holy Spirit, and they lose their lives because of that, because of this thing, this movement that's going on, and God just will not allow the Spirit to be quenched there. And then in the middle of Acts chapter 5, after all of that's happened and everyone sees God's power in Simon Peter's ministry, it says there in verse 13, I think, of Acts chapter 5, that they were bringing people, the sick and the lame, out and put them in cots in the streets in hopes that Simon Peter's shadow might fall on them. And we don't know if Simon Peter's shadow, if it healed people, if it had power in it, we don't know. But the perception among the people, among the church, there was such of this nature, this fear of God, this awe of what God was doing, that they just sensed power there. And I was thinking about that in light of us. Like, you know, you think about a shadow, like Simon Peter's shadow. You think, you know, physically, we all have a shadow, right? It goes with us everywhere we go, and it's going to fall somewhere. And we all have a spiritual shadow. We all have influence. We take it with us wherever we go, and it's going to fall somewhere. It's not a question of whether or not you're influencing people, right? It's a question of how are you influencing people? How are you using your life, your influence, for God's sake or for your own sake? It means for us as people, we have to know who we are, and we have to know as God's children, individually, God's son, God's daughter, how has he gifted us? How has he wired us to interact with the generation that's around us? These generations, they're very different. You know, we've talked so much about the millennial generation for the last decade and their trends. And now all of a sudden Gen Z is on the scene and they're very different. Their beliefs about marriage, a recent survey by YouGov and Smirnoff showed that Gen Z thinks very differently about marriage than the previous generation, than the millennials. Gen Z has become much more disconcerted about online dating and interactions. They are preferring in-person interactions. Only 24% of them have, at least in this study, had a steady partner. 51% of them said that they believed in traditional marriage, which was surprising. It's up more than 15 percentage points over Gen Z. A much greater percentage of them said they believed that marriage was relevant and important. And so we've got to know who are we trying to reach. We've got to be ready for God to use our influence, for God to use our shadow as we step out into the world today, empowered by God's Spirit, every bit as much as Simon Peter was 2,000 years ago. So I'm going to pray that into our day, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray as well. Father, we do come to you today, and we ask that you would use our influence for your sake, for your good, that God, we would be ready always to provide a word, to provide a hand, to provide a listening ear to someone for the sake of the kingdom. God, would you advance your will, your way, your name, your word through our lives today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.